आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS रेडियो मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
दोस्तों, भारत से ऑस्ट्रेलिया आने के बाद अक्सर आप भारतीय किराना दुकानें जो ऑस्ट्रेलिया में खुली हैं हर सबर्ब में, उसमें एक चीज अक्सर नोटिस करते हैं जो बिक रही होती है, वो है भारत की चारपाई और झाड़ू, तिले वाला झाड़ू। लेकिन आज हमारी नजर पड़ी एक ऐसी एडवर्टीजमेंट पर जो एक ऑस्ट्रेलियन व्यक्ति बेच रहे हैं भारत की चारपाई। अब ये चारपाई का क्या किस्सा है, ये जानने के लिए हम सीधे बात करते हैं डैनियल से। डैनियल, SBS के हिंदी कार्यक्रम में आपका स्वागत है।
थैंक यू
डैनियल। जब हमने आपका एडवर्टीजमेंट देखा जो आप काफी ट्विटर पे छाया हुआ है, एक बात नोटिस की कि ये बिल्कुल देसी चारपाई है जो पंजाब या उत्तर भारत के इलाकों में मिलती है। कैसे सोचा आपने कि ये चारपाई बनाए?
Well, I was in India traveling through Bihar, or I was in Calcutta actually, and these family invited me to go to their house in Bihar, and I visited their family for about a week, and during the visit they were lying on these beds, but during the visit these guys came and roped up some beds that weren't roped up, and I gave them a hand and just thought, what a fantastic, I just dove in and gave him a hand, and I just love them. Basically, I thought they had brilliant design and flown away. So, yeah.
डैनियल, यहाँ आपसे जानना चाहूंगा कि आपने डिजाइन की बात की, आर्ट वर्क के तौर पर तो ये चारपाई बहुत अच्छी लगती है, पर बैठने में जो है, जैसे हम लोग पंजाब वगैरह जब जाते हैं, ये चारपाई बैठने में कंफर्टेबल नहीं होती है, आप मानेंगे इस बात को?
Actually, the beds that I make is for comfortability. I mean, it's so amazing. You can tension them at the base, so I have mine very firm, and they're extremely comfortable. And yes, they're an art form, but it has to be to make the bed. But it's more the comfortability of them over the art.
डैनियल, आपसे जानना चाहूंगा, आपने आर्ट वर्क की बात की, कंफर्ट की बात की, तो किस तरीके से इस पूरे प्रोसेस को आपने अंजाम दिया, कैसे बनी ये चारपाई, आप हमारे सुनने वालों के साथ बांटेंगे?
Yeah, well, I wanted a bed for myself, and I started off, because I'd seen these beds in India, I came up with, right, I'm going to make one of them. So I got some wood from the timber mill and some hardwood, and I knew that basically the mortise and tenon joined, because it's such a simple design, it's four legs and the rafters basically, and I knew that the joints were mortise and tenon. I think I might have found on the internet, but I just knew that they had to be very good joints, and a mortise and tenon is basically a mortise is a massive hole, a big hole in the middle of the wood, and the tenon slots right into it. So I started off with that, and then it took a long time. You know, I'm talking because I don't want any movement in the joints. And they took, you know, because you have to get them perfect for a long time, 8 hours a joint. So with a chisel, I chiseled through a 4x4 timber and joined it with a 3x3 for the rafters and things. And then I had to go onto the internet to find out how to rope it up, and that was I had done it before, but I couldn't remember how to do it. So I went on the internet, and there's quite a few people roping them up, and I just got it in the end and roped it up. I used this manila rope, which is beautiful. So I had to find out what kind of rope. I couldn't find any description of what they were doing in India. So the manila is a natural fiber. I only have a couple of natural fibers, and it works brilliantly. And I got one manila rope out of Sydney, but this new manila rope is beautiful, and it's out of Europe or something. But yeah, and then I weaved it through, and they work brilliant. And yeah, as I say, they're just, there's no more, once, yeah, and you can adjust them, so they're just brilliant, yeah.
Daniel, आपने जब चारपाई बनाई, उसके बाद उसका जो इश्तिहार है, एडवर्टीजमेंट है, उसको गमट्री और अलग अलग जगहों पे डाला, उसके बाद ट्विटर पर आप छा गए हैं, तो जो रिसेप्शन आपको मिल रहा है इस स्मॉल बिजनेस के लिए, एक देसी चारपाई के लिए, कैसा महसूस कर रहे
हैं? It's interesting that so many people, a lot of people are, well, as you can imagine, they're in the expensive range to make them in Australia. So, but So the people have wondered why they, you know, or, but no, there's been a lot of interest on them. But it's amazing. I know how good they are, and I know that the Indian people, you know, they know how good they are. So
डेनियल, चलते चलते आपसे जानना चाहूंगा कि आपका भारत का जो अनुभव रहा वो कैसा रहा?
Fascinating. Like, I've studied Indian culture from about the year 2000 under a teacher that I, and so I was studied Indian, basically religion, and then on my own, I left where I was and traveled. And I've always wanted to go to India. I've played their musical instruments and sitar, beautiful, and the road, and so there was so much that I loved about India, and I wanted to go there. And in 2010, I got a chance to go, and I went with basically calling my guru, and we went over to India, and we went to Calcutta, and then he told me where to go, which was, he said for me to go to Varanasi, and then I stayed a lot of time in Rishikesh, and that was the first trip. I went up to Gangotri, and that was my first trip for 3.5 months. And then the second trip, I kind of went into, I got talked into going to Srinagar because I love the scarves that they make in India. And I thought that Kashmir, I wanted Kashmir in scarves. So I got kind of talked into going to Kashmir. Anyway, I came out of there and went to, and I just had basically, when I'd gone there, I've gone there 3 times in Rishikesh. But I make clothes, I make the Indian clothes, and I just got a hotel room and made clothes, you know, like the Indian.
Daniel, SBS Hindi में बात करने के लिए, अपना कीमती समय देने के लिए बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद.
No worries, thank you.
SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद. हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने, इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं.